Now, is this something you pursued or did somebody come to you with it?
Oh, I've much like you, I've been chasing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I read it. I was 19 years old. I read it for the first time and I put it down and like I had goose flesh all over my arms. I thought it's such an astonishing story.
It's so powerful. And so it's just one place and it's potent and well, for the people who haven't read the book, tell us why it's an unfilmable movie.
Well, the basic story, you know, it centers around a woman who spends pretty much the entirety of the novel handcuffed to a bedpost, quote unquote, alone. And she, you know, it's all in her head. It's this kind of stream of consciousness as you go through her experience that gets into her memories and
which, by the way, is a very rough experience.
Very rough.
It's not just being chained to a bed.
No, it's horrific in a lot of ways. And there were parts of the book I couldn't continue reading. I had to put aside. They were so upsetting. And I remember I put the book down and I thought it's brilliant and it's unfilmable. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved to Los Angeles, I carried a hardcover in my bag whenever I would take general meetings and anyone would ask me what my dream project was and I'd pull it out. And it was either that, you know, they were familiar with the book and said it's unfilmable, or, you know, that it was not available.
There were a couple other directors who were developing it for a while.
Yes.
And that fell apart.
And I could see why, because it had taken me years to come up with kind of a mechanism that I thought would make it cinematic without changing, you know, the book.
Right.
And the temptation to make big changes in an adaptation of a story like that is huge. And I really didn't want to do that.